George Jeffries, 25. George Jeffries woke up on Abu Musa Island. George Jeffries woke up on Abu Musa Island. It was 4th of July. Here were crisp woodland, hilly grass, quiet scenery. In Washington, Trump's military parade was sogged and rainy. On George's Langley Lint phone, Trump was asking, "Why are you there, George?" And George was responding, "For the sun." Trump knew George wasn't CIA, but that he had a beer-drinking buddy in Langley, and this was closer to the deep state than the president was, yet to be, on a man-to-man basis. Trump was always uneasy man-to-man, but had found George convivial at a dinner in Washington, if at first mistaking George's human rights concern for all the CIA ones. George was comfortingly anti-global, however. George asked, too tactless for trouble, "Did you know that your military just sent a RC-135V Rivet joint surveillance plane over this island, where are set an Iranian up Iranian anti-aircraft units?" Claire has confirmed that the plane used a fake Iranian code and that it was manned, unlike the last drone of provocation. Fortunately, the Iranians held their nerve and didn't shoot it out of this very relaxing summer sky. Claire and I thought it was a good time for us to leave Dubai and bring Corbin here for a holiday. There isn't just grass, and he's wrapped in beaches, just walking now, but much more into a sort of crawling climbing. Trump could still sigh, aren't we all? I crawl and climb, old man, and try to dodge the bullet that was made for me when they dumbed me up for the presidency. George comforted. Hillary's no-fly zone in Syria would have started a shooting war with Russia. Avoiding that is at least a collateral gain. Were they going to nuke this little island here if the rivet was shot down? Claire sprawled on his arm on a relatively smoother sea rock, grinned with a death-head irony, still seductive, always young. Corbin found a spent shell case amid scattered stone, and she examined it with lazy admiration. The sea was dark as Australian sapphire gems, like her eyes, because of its deep fathoms, a depth allowing oil easy access, making this place the controlling point for mercantile passage. Trump said, "You know they want to prove that nukes are okay in small doses. When you speak to your friend in Langley, doesn't he tell you that? They need them to frighten the Chinese and the Russians." George said, "My mate isn't in the anti-Russian faction. You could have had nukes at your 4th of July happening. You must have known they wouldn't allow tanks to crumble up their fragile civic roadways. The streets in D.C. are bad enough already. An airborne warhead would have looked quite scary." "Zoom," giggled Claire to the chortling Corbin. "George, the point of Putin's military parades is simply that all the World War veterans still cheer him." Trump said, "I couldn't line up many veterans. They're also fucking suicidal. And if not, they'd all prefer the parade millions to be spent on them. So selfish. But I suppose, as you know, all PTSD does this." "I don't have PTSD," said George, "but I think that Claire still has it sometimes." She bit him. "Naughty," winced a good example for little Corbin. Anti-aircraft artillery splashed past on a speedboat. Claire said, "They're building a hotel, but it will not be open until the end of the year. By then, they could organise post-nuclear vacations like they do at Chernobyl for short durations." Trump overheard her ask, "Did you see the television series on that? There was great naked men and heroism, but anything anti-Russian is anti-me, ipso facto." Claire said, I tuned out when the soldier shot the cow." She was still sensitive about all animals. Now, a grey Indian mongoose had followed them onto the beach, and she threw it some crusts. "They were imported," she explained, "to hunt for rats, so all the rats are gone, but they're still hungry." George said, "I don't think you could post it easily home to your mother. It seems much too toothy, like a ferret." Corbin watched it in detail, calmly, understanding that distance meant safety, and there was a way that space made room for time, in time to avoid explosions and more pain. There was a brisk explosion on George's phone. Trump said, "The bands are here, I have to speak." George inadvertently wished him luck, lay back in Claire's arms while Corbyn was fossicking, and above them in the soft sky there was nothing.